Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. We're fighting voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That's just what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen's got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the top that's really yours. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us, but won't acknowledge it. If we come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Okay, yes, we are live now, son. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. What's going on, everybody? What up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Tay? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to It's Real Talk Radio. We're doing it for the host of the show, Thomas, Real Talk Radio. We will be celebrating a birthday with a special someone, Little Tay Real, the son of host Tay Real. will be hanging out with us on his birthday to talk about his birthday, school, what he wants to be when he grows up, and the coronavirus pandemic. This quote is directly from Tay Real. "It is a huge honor to interview my son live on air on his sixth birthday. He is smart beyond his years and an amazing young child. I couldn't be prouder. This is groundbreaking for our show as little Tay Real will be the first child to be interviewed in our seven-year history. It is important to give the children a voice because they have a lot to say as they have been dealing with the same roller coaster ride as the adults throughout the pandemic. So many children have missed out on playing with their friends and seeing family members, especially the elderly and those with pre-existing health conditions. Some children haven't seen their grandparents in almost a year, while others have yet to meet their school teacher face-to-face this school year. It's also difficult to make new friends when you aren't going to the playground and you're going to school virtually. How do the parents of young children K-2 get to connect? And more importantly, how do the parents get to connect so they can exchange contact information and allow their kids to interact outside of virtual learning? These are some of the challenges that we face in 2021. As we continue to work to get back to some degree of normalcy, this is going to be a great one and definitely kid-friendly. Kids almost communicate telepathically. That's how in sync they are with one another. So by all means, let your child tune in and listen as a family. We know you're just as proud of your children as Tay Real is of his. It doesn't get any realer than this. Don't miss out. It just got real." Little Tay Real, I just want to say, first of all, happy sixth birthday. Wishing you all the best on your birthday. You know, you're 1 year older, 1 year wiser. And, yeah, just wishing you many, 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 many more birthdays. Many, many decades of birthdays. You know, so, yeah, so there you go, man. So, all right, back to you, Tay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bobby. Definitely a huge honor to have my son on here. You know, never had my son on the show. And, you know, on here on his sixth birthday, he just got all this, you know, this nice stuff, a bunch of clothes. Got some nice toys, some games, some educational stuff, you know. And I just decided, you know, I asked him. I didn't say, "Hey, come on my show." I said, "Do you want to come on my show?" Did I ask you? Did you want to come on my show?
Yes.
And what did you say?
Yes.
And are you excited about being on the show?
Yes. And I want to understand, how is this live when it says 3 to 16?
2020. Yeah, it's live. It's definitely live. Don't worry about it. It's definitely live. So we you know, kids sometimes they so smart, they think they're smarter than you. We want to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Because
You know, we want to ask you a few questions, have a little fun, to send you off to bed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, how does it feel to be six? How does it feel?
Good.
Feels good? Do you feel any different?
Nope, but I don't know else. I'll notice some things, like I'm going to get smarter and notice, you know. I will know. I want to notice it someday.
Mm-hmm. And so let's see. What city do you live in?
Of course, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. What state do you live in?
America.
No, what state do you
United
live in?
United States.
No, what state? You live in Baltimore, the city.
Maryland.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, what country do you live in? What country?
United States.
United States of what?
There you go.
America.
Okay. That's good. Who is the president of the United States of America?
Oh, that's easy, Joe Biden.
Okay, who's the vice president?
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
And who's the first black president?
Barack Obama.
That's a great
job.
Very
smart.
Now,
what
president don't we like? What president don't we like?
Of course I don't count.
There you go. There you go. Bobby, you got any questions for him?
Oh, man. Wow. That is awesome, man. The guy knows who the president is and the first lady. Let me ask you a question, okay, Bill. Do you remember the president before Donald Trump, the president that we don't like? The black president.
Just before he was born. Oh, he just answered that question, Bobby. I just asked him who was the first black president.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, he just answered
there
that
you
question.
Go. It's actually the same president. I know it may sound like a trick question, but he did answer it. Before he asked him who was the first black president.
He
said Barack Obama. But
yeah.
So,
he was born in 2015, but he would have been a baby, so he wouldn't know what was going
right.
on
yeah,
at that time.
Yeah. Right.
Well, okay.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Bobby.
What grade are you in? In
school.
What grade? Okay, you're in kindergarten. Okay, awesome, awesome. So what grade will you be going to after kindergarten?
First grade,
correct. All right, okay. So first grade, are you prepared for, let me ask you this. What type of math do you know right now? Do you know addition, like 1 plus 1?
I know both.
What's 1 plus 1?
You know
one?
Both?
2.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
Oh, awesome. All his answers are right so far. Every answer is correct. Do you know eventually you will be probably getting, if you didn't already, you will be getting subtraction. Do you know about subtraction?
Yes.
All right. So what would 10 minus 5 equal? If you had 10 and you
Here's
take away 5.
5.
5. There you go. Excellent.
Great.
So there you go.
Good job, Sean.
Good job. All right. Cool. All right, Shay, you have some questions for him?
Yeah. So, tell us the planets of the solar system.
Mercury.
Wow.
Slow down, so they can hear you.
Mercury. No. Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
And how many planets are there?
8.
Good job, son.
Wow. That's great. He knows all the planets right in our solar system. That is excellent. I forgot some of the planets.
Now, can we do 1 through 20 in Spanish?
1 through
okay.
20 in Spanish?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Good job, son.
Oh, my. You know how to count from 1 to 20 in Spanish. That is excellent. You are 6 years old. That is excellent. That is amazing, man.
Yes,
man,
I think he deserves one.
Give him a round of applause. Yes, he deserves that. He deserves a canonization. Wow.
Well, I knew that since I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
You knew
that
since you were 5?
That's a great job. Yeah, he's known
yes,
that for a while.
That's great. Yeah.
how was it? Let's ask you this, son. How has it been going to school virtually, doing virtual learning, going to school virtually at home? How was it? Did you like it?
I like it. I get to pretend that I'm grading papers so I can pass the school time.
Wow. He pretends that he's bringing papers to pass the school time. While he makes it fun for himself.
Yeah, yeah, trying to challenge himself, right? So
yeah,
he was in. He started school. I tried to get him in school right away, so he went to early Head Start. Then it was Head Start. Then it was pre-K. Now he's in kindergarten. Now early Head Start, he was Student of the Year. He got like a little certificate.
Student of the Year.
Well, for Head Start, he was one of the top students. He was one of the top students in Head Start. He was one of the top students in pre-K, and they even was that pre-K? Yeah, I was in pre-K. Yeah, of course, it was pre-K. They had his picture in the school. They had his picture, and when you go in the hallway, like the top students, like the
His picture was in the hallway.
Students, they had his picture in the hallway and everything.
In pre-K.
And, yeah, of course, he didn't touch foot in the building this year. I mean, we went to go pick up the laptop that the computer gave him. That was the only time he stepped foot in the building all year because of the, you know, COVID-19, coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. He didn't get to go to school physically. But he just got a certificate for perfect attendance for the month. What was the month that you got? You remember the month you got perfect attendance for? Oh, he about to go grab a certificate.
Perfect attendance.
And he reads
doing
really
virtual.
Well. Hey, Bobby. Ooh, but, Bobby, text a simple sentence to my phone and he'll read it. A simple kid-friendly sentence so he can read
it. Perfect attendance.
Gotcha.
This one is.
Go ahead, read it.
I'm
about to send the text
now. What month? What month?
November 2020. December 2020 to January 2021.
Oh, good job.
Well, I'm about to send the text right now. Just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, that is something, man. These kids are, and I always say this, man. These kids are so much smarter than we give them credit for, a lot of us, you know? So that is amazing. Like, we don't realize how smart the youths are, our youths are, man. These guys are born with a brain, and they know how to use it. So, anything they want to learn or absorb, they absorb it like a sponge. They get it like that. Yeah.
He reads pretty well. You can send like a more more advanced sentence. You know what I mean? Like, blah, 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 walk to school. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you can send like a longer, like a little more advanced sentence.
I got you.
And trust me, he got it. Trust me.
Okay. So this is like too basic for him to read. All right. Let me send something a little more detailed.
You need to read that. You can read that one backwards.
All right.
Okay.
That's what he sent you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What about that? Because that's making noise and people listening. All right, we're almost done. Okay, send you to bed.
All right, I'm going to send this. I know it's a little, not as much longer, but it's a little different.
Good. Read that.
Hey, Kay, what are we doing next week?
See, I told you. It's too easy. I mean, look how fast you read it. It's too easy.
Yes. Hey, Kay, what are we doing next week?
Yeah.
Next.
He read it just as easy as you can read it. He also had his teacher last year in pre-K was talking about potentially having him skip a grade, and his teacher this year in kindergarten was talking about he thinks he's already ready for first grade. Like, so I think if it wasn't for COVID and all that stuff, and he was going physically, I would have had the option.
They would have already
I like keeping them with peers, like they're, you know, people that are in the same grade.
I do too.
Their birthdays.
Even with their peers.
They turn the same age the same year, you know what I mean? And keeping them, unless
moving along together.
It's like he's too advanced, you might not have no choice. But, I mean, this is good. I'm good content, but just knowing that he's doing well, he's a top student, he's been a top student, and he's academically excelling. You know what I mean? I'm good with that. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Doing really well. I'm proud of the little guy. You wanna talk about some of the stuff you got for your birthday? Birthday boy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about some of the stuff you got. You got a whole bunch of clothes, right?
Yeah.
What else you get? Yeah. What do people hate you? What else you get?
Well,
come around. You got to talk into the phone.
I got Operation and Green Granny and the robot that tells time and the Slinky and clothes and a robot that transforms and other stuff.
Excellent. And did you say you got Operation? Did you say you got Operation? Do you know how to play that game?
Yeah, you just have to move the bones to the right part.
Excellent. And you got to be skilled
But, you know.
Okay.
Green Granny, like one game of Greeny Granny.
Okay. All right. Because with Operation, you have to be skilled when you're moving the pieces, the parts, or when you're taking it out, because you can't touch the edges. If you touch the edges, then you get that zap. So, but you'll get it. You know, you get it. Teaches you skill, basically.
Doesn't that come with money?
What was that?
Doesn't it come with money?
You're thinking about a different game.
Oh,
we're thinking about Monopoly.
Monopoly. He's thinking about Monopoly. He's talking about with the money. That's a good game too. Oh, you know what? Does he have Monopoly? You have Monopoly?
Yeah. You got it at grandma's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got it. Okay, cool. That's a good game to have, because the thing about Monopoly, it actually teaches you about, you know, it kind of teaches you about life, you know. You know what I mean? Like, you know, owning property and things like that. You know, it teaches you about, about money.
I thought Twister
teaches
you about
what? Twister is the one where you twist
the body. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's another good one. Yeah, because you have to be skilled to do, you have to be physically fit to do certain things. Be physically skilled to, with foot Twister, you got to be able to be strong and, you know, move the body in certain ways and just stay in certain positions for a while. But that's a good one, too.
Well, I'd say Twister is just like Operation because you both have to be still in them.
Yes, they're very similar.
Still careful with Operation.
You
got to Twister is physically challenging because you got to be able to hold yourself up without falling.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty challenging game.
I think Twister's a gooder game than Operation because it keeps you exercised.
Yes, you have to be physically fit, exercise, right. So Twister is physically better than Operation. But I will say this, Operation, it teaches you how to be skilled with your hands, and knowing how, it teaches you precision. So that's very good, too. Your dexterity in your hands is very important, too. You know, you may be a doctor one day. You may have to do an operation on somebody, and you have to be very skilled, you know, when you're making incisions so that you can get hit the right area you need to hit. So, yeah, so that's definitely, well, it's needed too. But, yeah, but Twister, yeah, you definitely have to be physically skilled to do that, definitely. Yes.
Well, what about Snoots and Ladders?
What was that one?
Snoots and Ladders.
Oh, that? I don't know too much about that one, but I'm quite sure. How do you play that one?
I think it's you have to get your player all the way up the ladder to the finish line.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like,
all right,
and I'd say trouble is like sorry because, you know, I think you both have to knock each other off and go to your home place.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Now, did you have any, do you have any messages for the kids your age, the other 6-year-olds out there, the other kindergartners and first graders and kids your age? Do you have anything you want to say to them?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, some of them give an F. Some of them get an F of when I do their grades because they keep calling out and they don't do their homework. And they keep getting the wrong answers. And I don't expect them to do the right answers, but if they do the wrong answers on purpose, I have to give them a failing grade because I only pretend to do that because really, I just want to pass the school time. And if some of them get in the
right.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
The president.
Wow.
He does that all the time.
He has no hesitation.
Always says that. He's been saying that for
like
a month.
And he just went right to it, the president. Yeah,
he's been saying
that
for the first month. I think he's shooting for greatness.
He's definitely going for greatness. He's going shooting right for it. And he's definitely going to get greatness.
And see, this is why I was saying, like, the whole thing about Obama being president, us being able to see a black president, for him to be able to say, when I asked him who's the first black president, he says Barack Obama. He's seen somebody who looks like him be president. So criticize all you want. Just being able to see a black man become the president makes kids be able to dream high, shoot for the stars.
Not kids.
They know that
young
they can
black
achieve
kids. Young black
the
kids.
Highest of the high.
And
you
even
know what I mean?
Women. Now they see a black
women,
president. Now you
Harris,
I want to
exactly.
be the president. See, that's the good thing about Obama being in office. Now you got a black young black man going straight for I want to be president. He saw Obama, and now he wants to be it. See, that's the good thing about that. That's excellent. See, now, you know, our children, and, you know, the youth are now look at who's seen that now know that they can now one day become president. That's great. That is great. Yep. So.
Yep. So you did a great job. But Bobby, you any last things you want to, you know, say before we let him go?
One more thing, Little Tayville. What do you think about what's going on with this pandemic, with the coronavirus and everything? What do you think about that? What do you think we have to do, you know, until things get better?
Well, it's really good because I get to go to Grandma's house on Fridays, and she's nice.
Because you get to go to Grandma's house on Fridays,
What are some of the things that we do when we leave out to make sure we don't get sick? What do we do? What do we do? Go ahead.
Put a mask and a glove on.
Mask and gloves on, exactly.
I'm sanitizing, wash our hands.
How long do you wash
your
hands for?
Uh-huh.
20 minutes.
20 what? No, not minutes.
Seconds.
20 seconds, yeah.
See, I get caught up in milliseconds, seconds, and minutes.
He gets caught off in seconds. He said he gets caught off in milliseconds, seconds, and minutes.
The fact that he even said milliseconds is funny.
Thank you. I go to show he knows about milliseconds. He's the fact that he just said that was like milliseconds, seconds, and minutes. That was this is what I'm saying about the these young guys are so smart. They know stuff that we may not even think they know about. So that's what I
love
about.
You know, he got a tablet. When I was his age, there wasn't even no internet. Not in like people's houses. You know what I mean?
We didn't even have a phone. Now they got tablets.
Yeah, people still ain't have cordless. People was just getting like cordless phones and stuff, and now look, like he had
beepers,
tablets.
Y'all film a beeper.
A lot of kids, they got their own phones, got Apple phones and stuff, but he does have a tablet. I'm not ready to give him a phone yet. I'm sorry. I feel like he's a little too young to just pick up his phone and just call whoever he wants. However, he does have a tablet. He knows how to use it better than a lot of adults who aren't tech savvy. He's totally technically savvy. He knows how to use the internet very well. He don't need my help for almost anything involving the internet. He knows how to web browse. He knows how to go to whatever website, open whatever app. Only thing he might need me to put sign in information in. That's about it. You know, so it's a different time, man. It's a different time.
Yes, it is.
So,
yeah.
No, we'll you know, get Lohote Real back on at some point, you know, to follow up with him. This is, you know, his first interview. Come here, Lohote Real. Come here.
He did a great job. He did a great job.
You off the bed. You did a great job. I am very proud of you. I love you to death. Happy 6th birthday. Did you enjoy your birthday today?
Yes.
You had fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's good. So, what I'm probably going to need you to do is brush your teeth and get ready to bed. Can you say bye to Bobby G and all the listeners out there?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Lil Tay Will. Good night, man. You know, we'll be talking to you.
Doing a great job.
Excellent.
You did a great job,
bro.
Son.
Yes.
Great job.
That is
very,
great
very good.
For the
great
other students out there.
Bobby time.
Yes, round of applause. That's excellence right there. Young black excellence.
Yep, you did good. So, what do you think, Bobby?
I thought that was young black excellence. You know, very educated. Like,
in the making.
Once again,
in
you
the
know.
Making.
Yes. In the making. You know, you never know what he's going to be by just doing this. You never know what the things that he now has in his mind from doing the show that he may want to do based on his daddy. And you get a round of applause, too, because, you know, you're the one that's tutoring him every morning, school at
okay,
home. So
you got it, Bobby, not me. That was you, not me.
It is what it is. The guy, brilliance, and you can see the education when he speaks. And he's getting it from you every day. You know, you said you train him. You say he's in school from, like, what, 9 to 3? Mm-hmm. Like, those are the school hours. And, you know, say you keep it like school at home on his, you know, while he's studying virtually. So that's you. You know, you're doing that. So you're definitely behind it. But, you know, you're nurturing his talent and skills and his brain. You know, his brilliance.
Yeah,
so there you go. Yeah.
You know what? I do want to take this time to shout out all of the teachers from the time that he was in early Head Start up until now. I want to shout out all the teachers that ever, you know, helped him, you know, to learn, because you take a village. And
the
teachers in this country do not get enough credit. They help us raise these children, because a lot of us, between not having the know-how to training them academically and being too busy with work and tending to things, living life and having to take care of home and stuff, is very difficult to academically teach them. And the teachers come in and fill those voids that are much needed. So definitely shout out to all the teachers all in the country, all across the world. Got to give a big round of applause for the teachers, because without them, this ain't possible.
We need teachers, and they are so underappreciated and right. The good teachers deserve, like, they deserve way more than what they're receiving. So, excellent.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Gotta acknowledge,
gotta acknowledge
that, man. It doesn't get acknowledged enough, for sure. So, man, this is an honor, you know, it's an honor to have my son on here for the first time. You know what? I want to get some more kids on here too. Like, I remember someone had reached out and wanted their child on, but it was for like some talent. So this was years ago. I mean, this was years ago, and for whatever reason, it never fell through. But I just think back to that moment, and I think about now, and it's like, you know what? I would like to get – that's, you know, the one thing that we haven't done, I mean, other than tonight. Like, I would like to, you know, get some more kids on here. Not to – look, the little bad Dennis the Menace, the little techie ones, those ones.
Right.
No, we can pass on that. Like, the real, real bad ones, get on here and cuss us out. Not those.
No
ones.
Bad kids. Just the small.
Not
kids.
The you ain't my mother. You ain't my father. Not those ones. But the ones that's
are
like,
you my daddy?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
polite and respectful and, you know, smart beyond their years and doing well. And the those ones,
right.
The adorable ones,
the ones
that
have
good,
manners.
Respectful.
And hold out support.
Yeah, those
right.
ones, we will embrace them with open arms. You know what I mean? We love the kids.
Yeah.
We would love to get some more kids on here that sit. They don't even care. Ages five on up. As long as they can say a full sentence and have a full conversation, we welcome it. Talent and all that stuff. Whether they can sing or they can write really well or whatever they can do. Parents, if you're listening, we embrace the kids. So we're, you know, definitely open to that. With that said, we're about to say goodnight and, you know, close out. Let everybody finish enjoying their night. Let this kid, you know, finish enjoying what's left of his birthday while he drifts off into dreamland. He got all these toys. He gets to open all his toys. Like, some of the stuff he's going to have to open tomorrow. You know what I mean? There's too much stuff to do in one day, but he's getting really good grades. I mean, excellent grades. You know what I mean? So he's deserving of, you know, getting nice stuff because he's doing well in school and stuff. So,
oh, and with that being said, I just want to say, I want to shout out to my son's birthday, which was yesterday, the 15th. You know, he's an older guy. He's a man.
Son, man.
He's a college graduate, but happy birthday to my son. So,
shout out for a job.
His birthday's
all
day apart. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And so, yesterday, the 15th, and yours is the 16th. So, man, that's one day apart.
So one day apart. Wow. Don't forget,
so
our son's birthday is one day apart.
Yep. Ain't that fun?
What are the odds of that, right?
Exactly. Ain't that fun? And to all the other people's birthdays that I know on the 15th and 16th, happy birthday to you guys, too. Yeah, so my birthday is actually coming up on the 21st.
Who's your birthday?
Yeah, my birthday is coming up on Sunday, the 21st. Yeah,
well,
so I'm March 2. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wish you would have told me that, man. We could have, you know what I mean? We'll do something to acknowledge your birthday, definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
acknowledge
your birthday for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's all good.
This was nice. Look forward to doing
more
of these types of shows with the kids.
Any parents who got kids out there who can complete sentences and who has manners, who's not like baby's kid, please bring them on. Five years and better, they can come on the show anytime. So, so there you go.
Yeah,
yeah
for sure.
So,
Well, with that said, we're going to get out of here. And for the people that's interested, that want to come on, bring their child on, or come on for themselves, you got a business, whatever you got going on, man, we're here for the people, man. We're here for the people. We're doing, interviews is what we do, our thing is to always make you look good, you know what I mean? And, you're welcome. So it's realtalkradio@gmail.com. Send us an email. Holler at us. You can find us on Facebook too. It's realtalkradio@gmail. It's realtalkradio is how you find us. Hit us up. We'll talk about it. And if it makes sense, we'll definitely get you on. And we have a great discussion. So, yeah.
Sure.
Now I got to get this kid to bed. You hear him in the background? It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. Don't forget, man. So this is It's Real Talk Radio. Tay Real, Bobby G, and Lil Tay Real over there. It needs to get in bed. It's Real Talk Radio, man. We'll catch y'all next Tuesday night. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got to end it the right way. Instead of closing ending the way I normally would, we're going to do one more birthday song. End it the right way. So, yeah. Happy birthday to Lil Tay Real again. We're going to end it with Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder. No better way to, black out than that. So, good night to everybody. Love and unity.
key, the unity of all people.